Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory be to Jesus. We thank God for another opportunity to study His Word. We're going straight to Luke chapter 19 today. And my prayer is that as we look into God's Word together, the entrance of His Word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you remember this song? Remember, or maybe you know the song, I don't know. Brother Zacchaeus, come down from the sycamore tree. Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time to repent. Tomorrow may never come. Come down from the sycamore tree. Hallelujah. We bless God for the life of Brother Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. And that's going to be the first lesson we're going to be learning today. If you have cheated anyone, it is time to return. Hallelujah. It is time to return. It is time to return. Some of you that don't pay tax in Nigeria, it is time to return. It is time to restitute. You cheated your classmates. You cheated your roommate. There was a time you stole your roommate's provision. Until today, he thought it was someone else who did it. But you know you did it. It is time. And you know what Zacchaeus did? He didn't just pay back. He paid back in fourfold. But let me point your attention to something. Verse 8. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." He has not even done it. He only said he was going to do it. And because of that, Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he is also the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Hallelujah. So sometimes it's just the desire. And of course, the desire has to be genuine. A genuine desire leads to action. So it begins with you desiring it now. And just immediately you desire to do it, to return, to pay back, then salvation will be yours. Hallelujah. May God give us that grace and the strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 11. Now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because it was near Jerusalem and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants and delivered to them 10 minas and said to them, "Do business till I come." And you know, this is just what I want to talk about concerning this parable. Firstly, the fact that we are all given the same amount of minas, the same amount. And I found out that there is just, is it two or three things? There are some things that we all have together, the same amount of that thing. And that is, number one, we all have the same body. Every single human being have the same body running. I mean, the same flesh. And another thing that we all have that is the same is time. We all have the same 24 hours. No one has more than 24 or less than 24. So it depends on how we all trade with what we have. It's different from talent. There are some talents that I have that you do not have. But there is just one thing that I have that you also have. You know, apart from the flesh, is also what? Time. We all have the same time. So the way I manage my time determines the result I get from it, which also happens to you too. The same way you manage your time, the same result you're going to get. So if I'm managing my time well and I'm getting a massive result, but you are not managing your time well, then you should not expect to get massive result. Be careful of how you manage the things that God has given to every one of us the same measure. Are you not wondering that some people don't joke with their 24 hours? They so much manage that they know what they want to do every single hour of the 24 hours. A man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. That means you are supposed to plan your way. How will I manage my day? You don't just wake up in the morning and then you just go on through the day like that. What am I going to do before 12 o'clock? I don't do every hour. I manage to do, you know, sometimes I just manage to do every 2 hours or every 4 hours. Or I can say, okay, for throughout the day, there are 5 things I must do. And then I try to do all of those 5 things before the end of the day. You know, that's still something. But I know there are people that would plan every single hour, you know. So plan your time, plan yourself. And my prayer is that the Lord will help you. The Lord will give us that grace in Jesus' name. And we found out that even in that parable, the man that was given 10 minas came back with 10. The one that was given 5 came back with 5. But there was a particular one that didn't trade with his own minas, and he was rebuked for that. You know, don't forget, if you misuse what God has given to you, you are definitely going to get punished for it. Don't misuse your time. Don't misuse the body that God has given to you. And even everything that the Lord has given to you, don't misuse it. And may God give us grace and strength to do this. How I wish that today you can just sit down and plan your day. Just plan it. Just plan how you want to spend that 24 hours that God has given to you. God gave it to you. And you want to waste it on frivolous things. Do you know there is nothing wrong with you playing games or just doing something not so religious? Maybe you are playing games or you just went out to play ball or something for 3 hours. There's nothing wrong there. But plan it. Don't just, it's just 4 o'clock and then you just want to go and play ball. I mean, plan your day. How do I want to spend this day that God has given to me? Because there is someone there who is even an unbeliever that is going to maximize his own 24 hours. You know, don't just live your life shabbily. May God give us grace in Jesus' name. And then after that, we see the triumphant entry. And one big lesson I want us to learn from the triumphant entry is the fact that, you know, when Jesus was walking with the colt, with that baby colt, the Bible says the people put their wrappers on the floor for Jesus Christ to walk on. But do you know that it wasn't actually Jesus that was walking on that wrapper? It was the baby colt that was walking, even though Jesus was the one they were actually praising. We are like that baby colt. We are like that horse that Jesus is riding on. Number one, let Jesus ride on you. Number two, every time Jesus rides on you, people will begin to praise Jesus. But you are the one who will be getting the praises. But never at any point in your life think that you are the one being praised. Let me give you an instance. For instance, if you had the opportunity to preach in a particular organization or in a particular church, or you had the opportunity to do something for someone, and the person is so grateful, the person was like, thank you very much for being a blessing to me, this and that. Now, it will appear as though you are the one the person is praising, but never you think you are the one. Always remember that there is a particular man on that cult. There is God riding on you. It is God using you. So every time you are being praised for doing anything, remember that God is the one who deserves the glory and not you. Do not ever take glory from man, because no glory should ever come to you. You know that song that says, you are the God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. At any point in your life, should you ever. No point in your life should you ever take glory to yourself. Always return the glory back to God. So it's possible for people to appreciate you for those mighty things that you're doing. They might want to lay their wrappers down for you. But always remember that you are not the one. Even though you are the one walking on that wrapper, remember that God is the one riding on you. I pray the Lord God Almighty will help us to remain humble consistently in Jesus' mighty name. And finally, Jesus cleanses the temple, because he says this, his temple is a house of prayer and not a house for thieves. And the relation with the temple in the New Testament is our bodies. Your body is not a den of thieves. Your body is not a place for rubbish, for nonsense. It is not easy. I know that on internet today, by the time you scroll up and scroll down, in the next 1, 2, 3 hours, or maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes, just scroll up, scroll down, you will see one nonsense content. But your own duty is never to stay on it. Your duty is to run away from all appearance of evil. Run away from it. Your body is not a den of thieves. Your body is not a place for rubbish. Your body is supposed to be a place for prayers. I pray that God will help us. He will give us grace to do this in the name of Jesus. From today,
will be able to lay our body, present it as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. I celebrate you. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.